It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Would you turn down your TV?
I don't touch it. I just walk in here.
Well, turn it
Fredo
on.
Has
You're
it
in
on.
A radio station.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Gosh.
The assistant program
Do we have
director.
To go through this every day at noon?
I didn't notice it was on.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I didn't notice it, Mr. Super Hearing.
Unless
you're like a super dog. You've got super hearing.
Unless we've hired Wolf Blitzer, I don't think that's supposed to be on our show today.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Oh, the Tom meltdown.
Man, I might need a...
I was around for many of those in person.
Now that I am where I am 5 years into this thing with Bob and Dan, we might need to do a Gribble retrospective.
I think we should.
One of our fill-in shows.
He did
I'd forgotten
quite a
about
lot.
That one.
I mean, and there were some that were just off the air that we've seen with our eyes so that we don't have audio.
He's a legend.
Of. Just a Dude, volcano of I've activity.
Been, when we do picks on Friday, I've been putting the Gribble picks confusion cut in the open, and it's so good.
It's a classic.
You can hear him when we get to page 6.
No, page 2, Tom.
I was
behind,
on 6.
Behind the front page. I said it like 4
the paper.
Times. All right, we'll get back into the Cowboys coming up in about 15 minutes. But right now, it is e-break time. We will take your irresponsible Black Friday votes at 888-787-1310. Three candidates, as always, and we start on the hard line. Corby the Snake Davidson, just doing his thing, and he looked into that newsroom and just completely blanked on the name Ryan Medlin.
And we just heard Ron Guidry do the ticker in there, and Ron told us that...
it's not Ron Guidry. Get his name right. He sounded really good. What's his name?
Dell.
No, his name's not Dell.
Sherm?
Steve! No. Not Steve or Dell or Sherm. I'm sorry, Ryan. I apologize.
Ryan.
What is happening right now?
I'd be happy to be Ron Guidry.
Ryan Medlin.
Wow.
Man. It's cool. I don't say it like twice every hour.
Yeah.
That's tier one sorriness right there.
You know it is, and Ryan is much more than an intern as he is doing tickers, but I can tell you that I went 8 months before Grego knew my name and called me by it.
Sure, that's...
And I was only there for like 15 total.
But you were the hardline intern.
You still, but he didn't know my name.
That's...
So much so that I thought maybe this is what maybe they were referencing, but he started calling me Earl.
Hey, Earl.
Looks like an Earl.
Yeah, you look like an Earl. I don't know what to tell
like
you.
Now you're Earl.
Your mommy and daddy made a little Earl.
It was
Earl.
Really strange, but...
And I look like a Ron. So, yeah. You know, hey, if I'm being compared to him, I'm happy with that.
You do have some Ron-esque.
You've got some Ron to you, yeah.
You got a little Ron in you.
Sure.
Sorry.
Mike didn't know my name for 2 years in.
Yeah.
And I was a paid employee, and he
Mike.
Didn't know what my name was. He called me Fake Grego for 2 years.
Little hammer.
Yeah.
All right, so there's Corby forgetting who Ryan is. Up next, we go to Dan McDowell, one half of Bad Radio, and this is an awkward moment on the Joel Klatt Show.
Plenty of games, I guess. The one you got coming up is pretty awesome.
Huge.
How... Is this the greatest... I don't know anything about Maryland football in their history, but is this like the greatest season they could have ever had? They knock off Texas, and then
well,
they
except
almost...
Except for the scandal.
Well, yeah, the whole player dying thing.
Probably say okay, that it's not been their most successful run.
But
okay.
As far as
Dan,
out of nowhere, right?
Start today. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, everything's looking up.
you're right, though. They almost beat Ohio State, and that's
they
huge.
They did almost beat Ohio
State. Oh, my God.
Hurts to miss that one.
Mino and I were looking at each other like, the best season ever? There's the dead guy.
They had to suspend and fire their coach. That wasn't good enough for the parents of the dead guy.
The governor got involved.
Yeah, this hasn't been a banner year for the Terps program.
Because they beat Texas and lost by one to Ohio State, I don't think it totally papers over the dead guy.
And Dan like hesitated before he asked the question as almost if he knew it was a dicey
Is this the best
circumstance?
Season ever?
I mean, the Ralph Friedgen era was pretty successful, you know, relatively for
they could be
Maryland.
Undefeated, and I would still say that having fights between players on the field over abuse from the coaching staff and the dead guy.
Whenever you have
would
to
mean
go,
it's not their best season ever.
Whenever you have to go over to the end zone and like all kneel in front of the guy's number because he passed on.
Yeah,
because your hardo trainer was going two balls out during an off season workout.
Yeah,
it's not a good year for your football program.
Agreed.
Can I hear that again, please?
Plenty of games, I guess. The one you got coming up is pretty awesome.
Huge.
How is this the greatest? I don't know anything about Maryland football in their history, but is this like the greatest season they could have ever had? They knock off Texas, and then
well,
they
except
almost
except for the scandal.
Well,
yeah,
I the whole player dying thing.
Say okay, that sorry. It's not been their most successful run.
But as far as out of nowhere, right?
Start today. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Yeah. You know, everything's looking up.
you can hear
right,
Joel.
Though, they almost beat Ohio State, and that's huge.
Joel goes, how am I going to answer this?
I like the whole player dying thing.
That's so good. That was very, all right, so there's Dan up for an e-break.
By the way, love the Joel Klatt show. Every week.
Dude's
delivers.
A legend.
It's awesome.
Very, very good dude.
And before we get to your voting at 888-787-1310, let's go back to the hard line. Danny Bayless had a very unfortunate moment while the hard line was on remote.
Wednesday at the Bomb Factory. Bone Thugs and Harmony, Juicy, Zero, and Lil Troy.
Yeah, Donovan's going to that for sure.
Why would you say
100%?
That?
100%. Because he is. I guarantee you he is.
You don't know that. You're assuming.
No, I know he is.
I guess you're going to say he likes chitlins too, huh?
Whoa.
Like Norm.
Whoa.
Huh?
I'm going to effing kill you.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
There's no context?
There was not very much after that, honestly.
So is the situation that they were on remote and that they might have had a black family walk by?
I believe that's what I was
and
told.
And Danny started making chitlins jokes?
Yeah.
And the PA's up?
Of course.
The standard procedure for that
what?
Is we kill the PA during Why Today Doesn't Suck and the concert calendar on remote. We've always done that. I don't know why Tony left
somebody
it
didn't get the
no,
protocol.
Here's Killer. Blaming Tony under the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not how leadership works.
No.
It almost sounds like
does. It all rolls downhill.
No.
It sounded like there was somebody talking in the background, too, right before Corby came in and whispered that they had heard it and it was not of their liking.
It is really, and I do it, so it's tough for me to be too critical of it, but
chitlin jokes?
No, no. When they're on remote, and I'm back here,
just
an ambient voice that no one can touch or see or approaching a break, I will absolutely ramp it up.
Just going
and
full
let them deal with it.
Go sniping.
And I feel like Killer has done that to you and I when we've been on remote before.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone does it.
Yeah.
You're the one who has to sit there with people who have no idea what the ticket is. Whenever they hear your, are you going to go, it's a little cold tonight. You going to go jack it off?
Jack it off.
All right, so there you go. You've got Corby.
Yes.
And Ron Guidry. You've got Dan and a dead football player, and you have Danny and chitlins. 888-787-1310, Sean.
Hello, caller one. Happy post-Thanksgiving.
Well, hello to you, too. Hey. The Musers were having a pretty good year in 96 before the whole Berry Bunch thing.
That's not only a phenomenal vote, it is a Dan vote.
I love Berry Bunch humor. Good morning, you're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning to you, Shake Joint.
Hey.
Seabass, do you believe in the Mean Green?
Sure do, going down to San Antonio and getting that ninth dub tomorrow.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, let's go with Danny Bayless.
Okay.
And his unfortunate comment.
Thank you, sir.
A vote for the Black Cloud. So 1-1 between Dan and Danny. Corby yet to get a vote. Let's go to caller three. Hi, you're on the ticket.
D-E-A-T-H.
I think that's a Dan vote.
I think that's a Dan vote, too.
All right.
Let's keep it moving.
Two votes for Dan. Hi, good morning. You're voting on the emergency break of the week.
Hey, Earl and the boys. hey, what's the worst Tom meltdown? And give me Dan.
Okay, so that's three votes for Dan. The worst Tom meltdown.
I don't think we have time to do it right now, but I will absolutely put that together for you and present it next time we fill in. Or maybe we'll play it a little bit later on today in the corner or something, because...
Let's just put it this way. There's many we're not remembering right now because there were so many.
The slaved over a hot Inco is probably going to be number one for me.
It's pretty high up there. Hi, P1. You're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Danny and his effing chitlins.
Wow.
Good grief.
Okay.
That is certainly a vote.
It is. And here's another one. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to vote for Jacket Off Danny.
Okay, so three votes to three, Dan and Danny in a dead heat. Corby, yet to make a mark on the board. Hi, you're on the air.
Vaginal Slice Bornborn.
Yes.
Game's That's not the real guy, though.
Still, game's official. We have one. Hi.
Hi, AM. I'm torn up between racist Danny and that other guy, Steve.
Okay, that's a vote for Corby.
Which one should I take?
Let's take Dan.
Okay, so now Dan has four?
Yep.
Okay.
Because we need to go.
So Dan is one vote away. Will this be the deciding vote on AM and FM?
Hi, I'd like to vote for the clincher, Dan the Man McDowell.
There he is. Oh,
there it is.
There's the winner, Dan McDowell.
The best year for Dan ever.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe so.
Plenty of games, I guess. The one you got coming up is pretty awesome.
Huge.
How is this the greatest? I don't know anything about Maryland football in their history, but is this like the greatest season they could have ever had? They knock off Texas, and then
except for the scandal.
Well, yeah, the whole player dying thing.
It's not been their most successful run.
But as far as out of nowhere, right?
Start today. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Yeah. You know, everything's looking up.
you're right, though. They almost beat Ohio State, and that's huge.
They did almost beat Ohio
State. Oh, boy.
That's phenomenal. All right, let's get into the Cowboys game.
What's Dan's total now?
Oh, you have it?
And that's his third win of 2018 and 25th win overall.
Okay, commemorative. Maybe we'll get a plaque made.